Visit York County. They're in the studio this morning. Andy Clinton is president and CEO. Visit York County. They really help to fill out our social calendar. And good morning to you, Andy.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. But before we get started, we also want to say that not only is that your title, but you are the 2024 award winner for the Young Professional of the Year Award.
That's right.
Good job,
Thank
Andy.
You.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
That's great.
I did not see that one coming, and I was like, do I still qualify? They might have to look at my birthday again and make sure that young is still still works. But
hey, ride that ship as long as you
that's right. Andy, congratulations.
Andy will be honored as well as a dozen others in our community during the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce's annual award celebration. It is such a fun night. We'll give you more details in the days ahead, but anyone can get tickets. If you are a chamber member, great. If you're not a chamber member, you can still get tickets. But individuals such as one of our good friend Andy Clinton, he'll be honored with his family and friends. And just congratulations again. I know you really helped to drive tourism, not only here locally, but through across the country to let everyone in America know why York County is the place they need to come here and hold events.
Yeah. And, you know, while we're, you know, just talking about the chamber and their awards, and we're really trying to work with them as well as York County Economic Development. We see that there's synergy between the three organizations. Our focus is more on tourism, but we understand all of us have that common theme of, you know, promoting York County as a destination, that quality of life component, live, work, play kind of assets. So we're working to figure out some things there as far as some marketing assets that we all can use. There's videos and different types of advertisements that really all three of the organizations can utilize. So we're working on that.
and I do love what you talked about last time you were here are the blogs and the vlogs. I think they're very helpful, and I wasn't even really aware of them. And so you started coming on and promoting those, and they're very well done. And what a great way, like you said, to highlight not only, you know, the chamber and economic development, but, you know, the arts and the farms that we have and, you know, anything and everything that you can find to do here in York County.
For sure. Yeah, our blogs page is one that we're really putting an emphasis on. I mean, that's one that, I mean, we try to get a blog out about once a week. And the content is, you know, especially around the holiday season, it's, you know, I was like, oh, that's a good one.
It was good.
Where can you find Santa in York County over like the month of December? I was like, I think that will do pretty well, you know. And it speaks to, you know, what we have. I look at our analytics and our goals and metrics and what we're, you know, going back 2-3 years ago, we were hovering around 400,000, 500,000 page views a year, and we're now, you know, pushing over 2 million page views a year. Boy. So what we're doing is working, right? You know, we're fiscal year, so a lot of our internal goals are July through June. So I know I have this one. So our goal, we hit 2 million this past fiscal year. So it's now we want to go past 2 million, and we are at 1.4 million, and that's six months in, you know, as far as for that fiscal year. So if we're at 1.4, we're right on track to surpass that. So that's always good.
Andy, when we look at a new year, I know you're going to run down some things that are going to be happening this year in York County. But if folks go to visityorkcounty.com, they might notice that the logo for Visit York County looks a little different. Y'all have had a new year, new you rebrand, a facelift, so to speak. It's kind of subtle, but it just celebrates. It looks like there's a leaf over the I in Visit. The O in York is water, and the O in County looks like something that we have whenever you're dropping a pen, when you are, you know, trying to give somebody directions.
Google Maps or whatever.
Exactly.
The case
Thank you. Yep. But it's kind of celebrates, you know, our Mother Nature, the water and the land. So kudos to you guys for coming up with a new look, and folks, we'll see that out and about everywhere.
Yeah, we're slowly kind of integrating that, whether that's website or banners and within our office. But yeah, I think it was time for a new change, and we wanted something to really reflect more of the county, which you spoke. And we want people, when they see the logo, to basically say, exactly what you said, right? You know, that the colors, and you see that, like, hey, that does bode well, because we do have the Catawba River and we have the lake and we do have opportunities as far as hiking and trails and, you know, just our community. And I think the colors and kind of the scheme of it kind of fits that. So,
and the, it's also, it says visit York County, and like where the emblem is for like where you drop a pin, it says South Carolina, which again is fantastic because where we're located in the state, so close to Charlotte, North Carolina, we love Charlotte. Charlotte actually helps to improve our quality of life, but there is a state line, and yep, we like being part of South Carolina. Nothing wrong with North Carolina. North Carolinians love their state just as much as South Carolinians love ours, but that border really helps us because sometimes we do get overlooked from Columbia. They just kind of loop us or lump us in to what's going on in Charlotte. So this really just says we are located in South Carolina. So come and check us out.
Well, and not only that, but, you know, we talk about heads and beds a lot with y'all, and those dollars stay here in York County and in South Carolina.
Yeah. And a shout out to Tiden too. They are, you know, they're the ones that actually came up with the logo, and they're local. They're based out of Fort Mill. So I feel like sometimes when you have these projects, it's easy to go with a larger agency, and they're out of California or whatever the case is. But it was cool to work with somebody that they're very talented, and they know our area. So that worked really well.
Andy Clinton is president and CEO of Visit York County. Andy, with the new year here, what can we expect in 2025 here in York County?
Yeah. So, first, you touched on our 2025 blog, and there is a lot to go through, which is great, you know, as far as new restaurants really coming throughout the entire county. You know, there's restaurants that, of course, Rock Hill and Fort Mill, but even out in the western part of the county, Clover and King of Fire. That's one that I'm really excited about coming to Clover. So, but lots of great restaurants. I mean, you do have lots of improvements coming to different parks. I know the city of Rock Hill, they're getting into pickleball with their facility coming. Catawba Bend with the county. TK has some improvements going on. So really the entire county, there's a lot going on. So be sure to check that blog out. And then, we're just now kicking off, the new year. So, we have events, you know, leading up even this weekend, as far as, kicking off that MLK Day weekend. So I probably should mention this, the York MLK Parade. I don't know if you guys know this. I've already talked about it, but postponed for next Saturday. So
that's the Western branch of the NAACP's 44th annual, if I'm not mistaken, MLK Parade. But yes, you're spot on. We did make a quick announcement earlier this morning. It has been postponed. It's going to take place next Saturday, January the 25th. And so there's a lot of activities really starting possibly today through the weekend and through Monday and beyond, really, to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
That's right.
For sure. All right, Andy, anything else that you want folks to know as they're beginning the new year and they're planning out their calendar for the whole year, the next 12 months, 11 months?
Yeah, no pressure. That's
right. Yeah. Just thinking this weekend, it's the Kings Mountain State Park. They have an event. It's on the 17th to learn about constellations. So they have something going on. Brattonsville has an event going on this weekend. So, and then also there's a grand opening for 1786 at Yorkville Marketplace. So that's within the Yorkville Marketplace. It is like a pizza, beer, wine type spot in York. And I think that they'll do extremely well. So we actually got some footage there yesterday, so that we're gonna have a post going out soon. But grand opening for that, I believe Amore Artists is celebrating year 7, I want to say, this weekend.
Wow.
So lots going on, but be sure to, you know, of course, I'll always plug, you know, website and our social media channels, our blogs page. You know, we always keep you up to date. I'm sure we'll be coming up with some Valentine's Day content soon. So yeah.
And on the website is where you can sign up for the weekly
Yoko Buzz.
Please. Which is also a huge benefit.
Yes, please help everyone celebrate Valentine's Day, especially the guys who have no idea. They know it's coming. We know it's coming. And what do we want to do? And so just help us out, please.
My brother called me last night and like, you have something for you? I was like, nah, not yet. I was like, I guess it's probably about that time we start figuring that out.
Please, Andy.
Hopefully reservations are not all taken up yet. So yeah, we got to figure out something.
Wow. All right. Well, check out again, visit York County's website, visit yorkcounty.com. Again, they've got a really good tab about what's new in 2025. We would be here all year to talk about every single one, but everything from restaurants to activities to attractions and beyond, they're going to open up this year. So 2025 looks to be another banner year for tourism in York County. Andy Clinton is president and CEO of Visit York County. Andy, great catching up with you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.